Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And it's time for AEW's World's End pay-per-view coming up on Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday's New Year's Eve.
Yes. No wrestling then that I'm aware of. I'm certainly not working on that day.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But we're working the day before on Saturday, World's End, the last pay-per-view for AEW here at the end of the year.
It's the last pay-per-view of 2023 in total.
That's right. Absolutely. No, I don't think anybody's running a show on New Year's Eve. That'd be weird if they did.
No, people are out partying and watching the ball drop and all that stuff.
Everybody's going to be at Times Square.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, but everybody else is.
Everybody else is. So anyways, of course, we've got our big predictions challenge happening for World's End as well. Are we doing World's End and Day One as the same thing?
I suppose we could.
Okay, we haven't really talked about it. We have not talked at all.
No, like since Monday, since Christmas.
Right.
Well, Christmas Eve, actually. We haven't really talked.
We sent each other like NBA memes, but that's pretty much it.
That's the extent of it, yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, the title's going to be on the line at World's End
for our We could be sure of that.
For the Big Blue Predictions Challenge. And, I think it's probably a good idea. We'll just do for World's End.
Yeah, let's do World's End. That's a good idea. Good thinking.
And this is your guide here for if you're going to be participating in the Big Blue Predictions Challenge.
A guy, considering we haven't watched the last two episodes of AEW programming, probably.
Shh.
What? No, I'm being upfront transparent about that, but I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
All right.
All right, man.
Hey, well, I follow along on the social medias. I see little clips.
Yeah, me too. I did actually watch the main event. The main event last night on Dynamite.
Where you see the kingdom. Masked.
You got to layer up. Hey, you got to layer up Mike Bennett's big ass head and his like obvious brow for me to not think that it's him.
Hey, man, Kingdom's Ring of Honor tag champs. At least that part of it's cool. Anyway, before we get to our picks, we employ confidence points here at Going in Raw. Keep the explanation super simple. 10 matches here on this World's End card, including the pre-show match. The match you're most confident in, you have 10 points. Last least confident in, 1 point. I haven't done this in a while. I feel like I'm starting over.
It's been a while since it's been a pay-per-view. Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, since we've done a show.
That like a week too. Old. That as well.
So on and so forth till each match has a unique confidence point value. You get your pick right, you get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of the show will be your new Big Blue Champion.
Correct. Absolutely. What is this? We're starting off with a TNT title shot battle royal.
Yeah, that's in the pre-show on 0 hour.
Do we know who's in this thing?
No.
Not a clue, one clue.
The graphic has zero participants in it. I just saw it.
I had a dime for every participant.
Oh, is that your pick? Is that your pick?
I'd have zero dimes. Yeah, so TNT title shot. I don't know. What's your pick going to be?
Nick Nemeth, one confidence point. With these type of deals where they usually bring in new people,
okay.
They're usually the Joker.
All right.
In these like casino-type battle royals, even though this is a casino battle royal. If there's a surprise entrant towards the end, I would not be shocked if it's the wrestler formerly known as Dolph Ziggler Nick Nemeth. Okay. His non-compete expired about 8 days ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't been announced for anything.
Okay.
Because they're
probably
saving all that, all the pageantry, if you will, for his debut in AEW. Got Nick Nemeth one confidence point.
Okay, that's a good pick. Who else was released that could possibly show up?
It could. I know Matt Riddle's doing stuff with MLW. In theory, it could be Matt Riddle.
I was going to say Riddle, but I feel like MLW, I don't think they have him locked down, but I think as far as it comes to like...
I'd be surprised at this point if it weren't Matt Riddle, yes.
I would be surprised as well. Who else got released? Riddick Miami, pick your
dude, Rick Boogs.
Yeah, remind me of Rick Boogs. No. He's trying a Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. One of the top flight guys, Action Andretti.
Action Andretti, all right.
Action Andretti with one cup. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go all 10.
Yeah, go 10.
Action Andretti.
10. All right, let's move on to the next match for the, I guess it's for the FTW title. Hook defending against Wheeler Yuta. Hook just got that back not long ago. I don't think he's going to lose to Wheeler Yuta.
Well, it's also under FTW rules, and is the pure title's not on the line here?
No, because that's only defended under pure rules. It's different
under
rules.
The purest of rules.
So FTW rules, this favors Hook.
So it's also in the pre-show. They like to pop people on the pre-show. So I as well am going to say Hook. I've got 3 confidence points on this because I don't generally like putting too much. I don't know. Maybe they'll do a thing where Hook has to then chase Wheeler Yuta because he's – you know, they like Wheeler Yuta. So, I don't know. But
it's Wheeler Yuta, man.
He's the pure champion.
Yeah, but he only really wins the Ring of Honor.
All right. Well, I still have Hook. I just have 3 confidence points.
Very well.
We have 9?
No, I got 4. One more than you.
There's no difference.
No, there is. There's 1 point different. I'm 1 more confident than you. Next, Miro taking on Andrade El Idolo. Steve, who do you got?
Oh, I got Miro. Andrade's totally on his way out. You want a guy who guaranteed can take an L here? I mean, I was like, oh, maybe CJ. Look, they're clearly running away from the CJ Miro as misogynist guy. I think she might end up turning on Andrade and securing the win for Miro. So, yeah, I've got Miro with 7 confidence points.
7 confidence points. I got Miro with – I should have more than that number. I got Miro with 6.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you said is correct. I would not be surprised if Andrade more or less has 1 foot out the door already.
And that dude might end up in the Royal Rumble, Larson.
Could be, depending on when the contract expires.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're entirely right. You know, based on how... Remember when CJ was sitting ringside, when Miro was wrestling, was it Action Andretti? And she seemed to be upset when Action Andretti was getting any of his stuff in, but happy when Miro was dominating the match.
This could all be a
plan on her part,
to
bring out the best of Miro.
Well,
so
there
I got Miro for the win, 6 confidence
using
points.
Her flexibility to do so.
Yes, I suppose so. Yeah. Next
bitch.
8-man tag match. Man, this was thrown together.
Next bitch. So like your math is almost always right. Darby Allin and Sting, especially.
Don't lose on pay-per-view. No, Sting and team within the 8.
Hold on a second. 8? You got 8 confidence points? Okay, you're right with that. I only have 5, and I'll tell you why.
You fool.
Couldn't the big – well, I'll be honest with you. I only saw 1 still of Sammy Guevara hugging Chris Jericho and Chris Jericho making a save on Sammy Guevara. But, like, they did a whole – I also saw a painting with him in it.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible that Sammy turns on his team and Chris Jericho eats
I think it
here?
Is entirely. I think that's going to be the deal at some point. Not in this match. Sting and Darby don't lose on pay-per-view. Sting doesn't lose, period.
All right. Fair enough. I have the Sting team. I just only have 5 confidence points on it.
Next,
bitch.
Julia Hart defending that TBS title against Abaddon. Steve, what you got?
I got 9 on Julia Hart.
I got 10 on Julia Hart.
There you go. I got 10 on the other match, that other one.
Oh.
The other women's match.
Oh, yeah.
But I got 9 on
Riho.
This
Yeah,
one.
That's, I got a lot on that one, too.
It could be either one. I mean, you know, they're both locks.
They are pretty much locks, yeah. Abaddon, but doing great work. Happy to see Abaddon back on AEW
Abaddon's
television.
Abaddon's awesome. Yeah, man.
That being said... it seems like they're really getting a good push behind Julia Hart here. She ain't losing. Julia Hart.
Not happening here, man. Nope. 10.
Next.
Nine. Next, bitch.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
For the TNT Championship, no DQ match. You got Christian Cage defending against edgy Adam Copeland. You got to think this is the one where edgy Adam Copeland gets the win, right? He lost last time.
It is the one where he gets the win.
And especially, like, say, if Nick Nemeth. Is it possible the TNT title is now, like, the Legends division? Where they got Christian, champion now. Edgy Adam Copeland maybe on the precipice of winning. You got Nick Nemeth maybe winning that Battle Royal earlier in the show to challenge edgy Adam Copeland his first match in AEW.
I don't think that's a terrible idea, to be honest with you. You put, like, even Keith Lee, who's, you know, put him in that TNT division over the Hill division. And then you put Samoa Joe once he loses. Well, he might not lose to MJF.
Yeah, he might
At some point, put. Yeah, I kind of feel like it's the ex-WWE, you know, guy title that's older. Like,
it's only
the,
a matter of time before Chris Jericho's in that scene then, too.
Yeah, well, he peaked in, like, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, I got edgy Adam Copeland with 5 confidence points.
Yeah, I'm close to you, man. I got 4 confidence points on this. I know Christian Cage is having a hell of a run, but they're, like, best friends. And so, like, you know, he's going to put him over. And I'll be honest with you, Christian doesn't need the title. I think it's great on him and everything, but it doesn't do anything for the division. Look, let's be honest, man. That's one thing AEW needs to concentrate on is, like, proper divisions.
Yeah.
And, like, a set roster of people going after each title. And I feel like Copeland, I feel like Edge kind of, like, reestablishes that with the TNT title. Because, like you said, you could have the Nemesis, you could have the Keith Lees, you can have the guys who, yeah, they're not going to move the needle in the main event scene. But it's a good look for your upper mid-card scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Next, speaking of Keith Lee, we're finally getting this match, Steve.
No, All by plan. Tony Khan said his plan was to get both guys hot. He did that with one of them.
Yeah, he did that with one of them.
Not so much Keith Lee, but, you know, yeah, long time coming, Larson.
Yeah, more than a year. Swerve versus Keith Lee. Steve, who do you got?
I got Swerve Strickland. Probably too many confidence points. I got 8, but he's the hot hand now.
Yeah, he is. He is.
He's the hot hand. Because Keith Lee, didn't he beat, Shane Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his hot match right there. That's all. I'm hot. I'm coming into this thing. Swerve. He can cheat or whatever.
Yeah, he's got the Mogul Embassy to help him if need be.
He's got the whole Mogul Embassy.
Yeah.
So he's just coming off this loss of the Continental Classic, but they protected him there.
Yeah.
So he's gonna beat Keith Lee here.
Yeah, I got Swerve with 3. I would have
only
more.
3, really?
Yeah, I would have more, but I don't know if they want this to be the match where Keith Lee, hey, this is Keith Lee establishing himself, you know, as upper mid-card, main event caliber type performer. And then they have the rematch, Swerve wins that one. Or they could do the opposite, where Swerve wins this one and then Keith Lee wins the rematch. Or they could do what they did during the Hangman feud, Swerve wins first match, Swerve wins rematch. I don't know. I agree. Yeah. Swerve's on the ascent. He's got to be – you got to think he's got to be the mix to be AEW World Champion 2024. So it feels like he needs to win this match and absolutely should win this match.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said, I have no sense of the direction with Keith Lee creatively, what they have planned for him. So I can't put too many confidence points on Swerve.
Yeah, that's a solid point right there. I see the creative direction with Keith Lee, and there is none.
No, I know
it's
there is
absence
none.
Of. It's absence of.
Which in this case, if he wins, start of creative direction.
If he wins, it's Tony Khan is simply confused about what he should be doing. That's what it is. Or it's like a botch situation. Oh my God, Swerve got knocked out. He said, "Don't just pin me, dude. It's all good." So yeah, I got 8 confidence points. Swerve is winning. Next match. The final for the Continental Classic, the C2, if you will.
C2.
Wildly successful, if you hear Tony Khan talk about it.
I've really
enjoyed it.
I have too. I mean, I haven't watched the semifinals yet. But if I'm Tony Khan and I see how well this has gone, I say to myself, this is the direction I want to head with my company.
Do more
of this stuff. Not necessarily year-round Continental Classic, but book your show like this, you know?
All Continental Classic Wrestling, because the Elite aren't even in the show, Larson.
So, Eddie's winning this.
Yeah.
Two of his titles are on the line. He's not losing. No, he's going to be the first modern American Triple Crown champion. I got Eddie Kingston with 7 confidence points.
I'm close to you. I got 6, and by the end of the day, I might switch this 6 with the 8 from the Swerve Strickland match. Because, yeah, Keith Lee, he's sort of like an X factor. Are they going to do something with him, or are they just going to tear him out? I don't know. But, yeah, right now I got 6 on Eddie. Might go up to 8. I don't know. Moxley's got the Wrestle Kingdom match. He can't be strong champion also. That'd be weird.
No, because he's wrestling for another belt of that show that David Finlay's
got. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. The Global Championship.
Global Champion.
Global Force Wrestling New Japan Championship.
Wow. Now, that's a crossover I didn't think was going to happen.
Yeah, man. New Japan Gold.
Next.
They should have Bullet Club Gold show up in Global Force Wrestling.
Oh, that'd be something else.
It'll be Global
Force. Bullet Force Gold. Global Force. Bullet Club Global Force Gold.
Yeah.
Next, Tony Storm versus Riho for the AEW Women's Championship. I got Tony with 9. I think you got Tony with 10, right?
I got 10, just like the number 10 entry in the Royal Rumble is going to be Ty Dillinger. 10.
That's going to be great. It's going to have that, no, that the vest great. With the really terrible. High collar again.
That'd be awful.
It'd be great. Yeah, Tony's totally winning. 9 confidence points, 10 for Steve. All right, let's get down to this one because there's a lot of different ways this could go. Talk about the main event. MJF defending the AEW World Championship against Samoa Joe. Steve, I want to hear what you're thinking first.
So they did that dog shit angle last night on Dynamite where Mike Bennett and the other guy,
Matt Taven,
won the Ring of Honor titles while acting like they were masked men, even though he basically see through Bennett's fucking mask. Sorry. That's just the funniest thing in the world. I've never seen anybody have such a facial structure that the facial structure alone, if you have a piece of tight cloth.
I know.
It's just a massive tell.
He's done that and then put ski masks over it.
Yeah, so, dude, I honestly don't know. So Samoa Joe, obviously, the go-home math, Samoa Joe held that title high. I get the feeling that the match has got to be Devil Guy beating Adam Cole for the title.
Wait, Devil Guy beating Adam Cole? You mean a Devil Guy that is Adam Cole beating?
That is Adam Cole beating MJF. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And not Samoa Joe, but also it might be the kind of thing that they want to get off of MJF and title goes that way and Adam Cole says, ha, look what I did to you, MJF. But then Adam Cole doesn't get a title out of that.
That was the whole point of all this. Adam Cole becoming champion at the end, you know?
So it's got to be MJF coming out of this with the title. MJF wins. I got 2 confidence points, though, because I don't know what they're going to do. If Adam Cole is going to be injured for a while, maybe they're going to non-title the feud with MJF and he's going to be down big. Lost the title and is like, oh, I'm going to get, I don't know.
No,
they're going to do the reveal, though.
They are. This is what I think is going to happen. I got MJF too as well. This is what I think is going to happen. So it's going to look like Samoa Joe's about to win. Mm-hmm. Adam Cole's going to come out and help MJF win.
Mm-hmm.
And MJF be like, yes, friend, you're here. And then the devil's masked assailants are coming to the ring. They're going to circle MJF. Adam Cole's going to act like he's going to help MJF only to lay him out. The reveal happens there, and then they build their title match for Revolution in March. And by that point, maybe Adam Cole will be ready to go.
See, look at that, man. Tony Khan needs to bring you in the brain trust.
I just got to not watch the programming and put it all together.
It's like the Enforcer used to do. He didn't watch shit. He used to win all the time. Man. So, yeah, apparently that's what – hey, that's a great – that's probably how it's going to go down. It's very WWE, very pro wrestling.
I know. I wasn't too far off with how they got the titles off. I thought it was going to be MJF – sorry, Samoa Joe attacked rather than MJF, but otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, the masked attackers are going to win. I didn't think it would be that pro wrestling, though. I thought it would be more like beat down, put them in the ring, pin, you know?
I was pretty surprised that they went, like, full on, like, those dudes were running ropes and shit. Mike Bennett with the Mike Bennett face through the cloth.
No, that's not a good idea. That wasn't a good idea, Tony Khan.
No, you know, I feel kind of stupid ever having defended the masked attacker thing. Oh, wow, masked attacker, that's great. Next time anybody's wearing a mask that isn't a luchador, man, no, just remember this. Not very good.
Well, I mean, the early stages, you know, there was some intrigue, potentially some problems.
Here's my prediction for that, though.
Huh.
About 4 or 5 weeks, when like the sinister aspect of the devil is gone, and it's just Adam Cole and his friends, they're going to be wildly entertaining.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah,
it's because him, Taven Bennett, and Roderick Strong, and then I guess maybe Wardlow.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome stuff.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. Yeah. And it's going to be interesting seeing Wardlow kind of being the odd man out, considering he's not as tight as the other four are.
Yeah, right.
He's in it strictly for business, seemingly, to get back at MJF, whereas the other guys, they've been friends forever.
It's going to be like the best in the Undisputed Era, but without Bobby Fish. Mm-hmm. It's like when the Undisputed Era didn't have Bobby Fish. It was hilarious. It was great. Awesome. Yeah.
It was prime Undisputed Era.
Yeah, it was great. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Can you still do the thing? This right. Oh yeah, look at that.
Good I just think about it a little bit, but yeah,
same. All right, anyway, that is gonna do it for the show today. Let us know what your predictions are in the comments below if you want to participate in the Big Blue Predictions Challenge as we watch World's End live on the Twitch and on the YouTube. Hit us up on the patreon.com/Steven Larson or go to our podcast channel. That's where we're going to be doing the watch along, youtube.com/Steven Larson, and click join to become a channel member, and we will post the predictions form shortly. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.